Better and Longer with The Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I am Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome back to The Fitness Show. I am here with the lovely, talented, and athletic Miss Melissa DiStefano again.
Hey everybody.
Melissa was so much fun the first time I had her as a guest that I decided to bring her back. So I'm so glad, and you smell bad again.
Thank you. I was planning on that for you today.
You know what? I'm gifted with such exciting things sometimes. You know what's funny is sometimes, or often, not sometimes, I will greet people after they're working out or at the gym or wherever, and they go, "I'm sorry, I'm sweaty."
I do that.
Yeah, sweaty hugs are the best. Those are my favorite. Never, ever apologize to me for giving me a sweaty hug.
When I get home from the gym or a run or a ride in the morning and my kids are up watching television, when I get home, I go to give them a hug before I get in the shower, and Zachary, the four-year-old, is like, "No, Mommy, you smell bad." Or, "No, you're all wet." Like, "You know what? I hug you, and you know what? I cleaned your butt, so I'm allowed."
That's so funny. My kids, they never say anything. They must be just accustomed to me smelling horribly. Yeah. Actually, what was really cute is when I used to do personal training, I would tear people up, make them sweaty and nasty and disgusting the way I wanted them. I mean, the policy is do not leave here unless you look bad, smell gross. And they would hug me goodbye and always apologize. And I think, don't apologize.
I did that.
Yeah, that's my reward, the sweaty hug. So yeah, thanks for coming all stinky and sweaty.
Oh, anytime. I was actually running early, so I stopped. There's a small little park area when coming up here, and I stopped there to finish my workout on my way here.
I like that, and you had grass on you.
I did. I did my ab workout in the grass.
That's the best place to do it, and for everybody who thinks they don't have a gym membership, a patch of grass is the most perfect gym ever, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, and especially if it's on an incline, you can do so much with that.
So today, our topic is nothing special. We are just going to chit-chat. There's things I want to talk about. And I've dragged poor Melissa into this, so...
With no agenda, by the way. She didn't give me a heads up on anything that we're going to talk about. So I'm about where you are right now. Totally excited to hear on the edge of my seat what we're going to talk about.
And we have, you know, often I'm topic driven. We got the exact formula for weight loss or whatever. But this is not topic driven. I want to talk about a couple of things. Is my, you know, we all make stupid mistakes and people seem to enjoy my nonsense. So... I want everybody to exercise, and I really focus on my pets, too. I have a dog, Piper, who's possibly the sweetest dog on the planet. Yeah, half Labrador, half Greyhound. She's yellow. She's lovely, and like all dogs, she ends up doing a lot of resting, and so we make sure we get her out. Before we were doing the podcast, what was I doing with Piper?
She was running around the couches in the living room in circles. So
how many laps did I do?
I was counting miles. I think it was like 2 miles of running around in a circle.
So we exercise throughout the day. I'm committed to myself, my children, everybody around me has to exercise. So the dog gets it, but I also have a hamster.
You do?
I do, and her name is Honey, and it smells like Honey Pooh Bear's Honey, so H-U-N-N-Y. My son has a Pooh Bear. Anyway... Honey is the sweetest hamster ever, and I did not want a rodent. The kids started saying, "Mommy, can we get a hamster?" And I was adamantly opposed, and then we got this thing, and she doesn't bite ever. She's so lovely, and she's so sweet. She's a little white Russian dwarf hamster. She's gray, not white, but I will go to her cage and call her, and she scoots out of her little igloo. Aww. It's very sweet. She comes to me. I'm her mommy.
Did your kids read the Humphrey books when they were?
No.
No? We're reading them now. We read a chapter a night, and it's Humphrey the Hamster. So it's about Humphrey's adventures.
They're 13 and 11. Will they still enjoy that?
They could read them on their own. Yeah. No.
Okay. All right. So we'll check out Humphrey. But Honey is so sweet. And so obviously, I want her to have exercise too. So
yeah.
There's tubes in the cage, and she has a variety of opportunities for athletic adventure within her little cage every day. But I get her out. I got the wheel or the ball. I have a ball and a wheel. And so the wheel sits in a big plastic container, so I can bring her out, and I've got a few toys in there just to give her a change of scenery because she deserves that.
Yeah, absolutely. She's stuck in a cage all day.
I know. So she needs some you know, life outside the cage. And then the ball, and what's so great is my dog is sweet to her. Piper never messes with her. So she really has free reign of the house. And this is where I'm the worst person ever. And really over-exercising, we talk about, is a bad idea. I have had a couple of times this week alone where I've put Honey out in the ball and then I've forgotten about her.
That's mean. That's horrible. Poor Honey.
Poor Honey. And so...
For how many days did you...
No, not days. No. No, but a couple hours. And really, she deserves a 30, 45 minute experience rolling around in the ball. And so it just hits me and I have that... That moment where I just want to die, and then the guilt sets in, and so I have to just run around the house calling her name, Honey, Honey, and then I get to the ball, and I'm pulling her out, and I'm apologizing profusely.
To the hamster.
Mm-hmm. And I kiss her a little back, and she just lays flat like a pancake in my hand. She's so cute when I pick her, so... And then I wear the guilt. I have that horrible mother's guilt that I just will carry with me all day.
Do you give her a carrot after? And like, I'm so sorry. Here's a carrot.
She has a little dried corn on the cob thing. Yeah. So I do try to pamper her with extra whatever you can give to a hamster after that. And the other thing I did is I left her in the bucket with the wheel for far too many hours the other days, too. And so, you know what? She gets off the wheel and she goes and sleeps. And I find her in this pathetic little ball in the corner of the thing. Mm. But I feel bad. She doesn't have her paper fuzz to relax in. She doesn't have water or food. Mm. And then...
I'm starving to death.
I'm just thinking, this poor hamster is so thirsty. Aww. She's so thirsty. So, anyways, I'm just... This is my confessional... I'm sorry, everybody.
Bless you, my child. You are forgiven.
This is my big sins for the week. But yeah, no over-exercising. But she is a very fit-looking hamster. Mm. She's not obese by any means. I don't think she has any joint pains. My dog is of healthy weight. So,
she's great.
Yeah.
She's great. Do you take her... Have you ever taken your dog running?
Yes.
Yeah? My dog is awful at that.
Not
she
too good?
She is the worst dog runner next to you on a leash dog ever.
And how come?
She wants to explore, and so she sees a butterfly, and
she's pulling.
Yeah, she's want to go there or over there. Like, no, Bellini, come back, Bellini's. No, wait, this way, Bellini, stop. And then it just becomes more of a core workout than it does a run.
Right. No, that's aggravating. That's hard to do. You know, Piper is she's really trained well. I trained her. She's the most disciplined dog on the planet. However, when I take her for a long run, she's just not kind of as fast as I am, and I'm not so fast, and she'll be at the end of the leash behind. I have an extendable leash, and she's 20 feet behind me, and I just think I shouldn't be having to drag a greyhound.
No.
Suck it up,
only
soldier.
Only you.
Yeah, I'm barking at her. You're a greyhound. Step it up.
This
so,
isn't your jeans. Girl, right. Come on.
But she's a sprinter. I get it. She's always the fastest dog at the dog park. But yeah, definitely not a big endurance athlete. So we're going to move into a couple of more, well, lots of other things. Next topic is stay. Or sit. I think it's stee. And so it's spelled S-T-E. And last week I was checking my fitness page on Facebook. So if you don't already like it out there, folks, go to Fitness on Facebook and like it and say hello on the page. But I have private messages that come through. Mind you, I get lots and lots of private messages from people I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure.
All the time. And so usually they're fairly friendly or sometimes a little odd. But the first picture I see is a guy in his underwear. They're the skinny biker shorts style underwear. So nothing bad, but it's of his back. And I thought, what? I'm getting pictures? Like, I just couldn't figure it out. Because, again, I get emails from men a lot. But then I scroll up, and I love this guy. So he's in England. And basically he writes to say he had been trying diets, trying to lose weight, and never found anything that works. He basically at some point stumbled across my article, The Exact Formula for Weight Loss. And he wanted to let me know that he has lost 5 stone.
5 stone.
Yeah, and a stone is 16 pounds. This man is down 80 pounds.
Oh my gosh, go stay, stee, go.
Oh, I know. So I went from, you know, what is this to, oh my God, I just.
That is, that should make you feel so, so good.
I have portions of my heart squishing out of the my eyes and ears and mouth. I can't keep my heart in my chest anymore. These wonderful bits of feedback.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, he used to get on the Hottie Body.
Well, he's engaged now. I mean, this is a guy who just took the information. This is a wonderful thing I love about men, and for example, is they learn the exact formula for weight loss, which if you haven't heard it yet, go listen to that episode. Look for the article. It's your goal weight, put a zero on the end. That's your caloric budget. If you eat that much every day, you'll eventually shrink down to that size.
I made my husband listen to, he went to Altamont Springs yesterday, which is like a 2 hour, hour and a half-ish drive.
Sure.
And I said, on your way down there, it is mandatory that you listen to Fitz's podcast. If you don't listen to the ones I'm on, that's totally fine, but at least listen to the first two. And so he did that on his way down yesterday.
So proud of him.
I really haven't seen him since then. Right. But
so maybe I'll get an undie picture from John.
Ooh, right now, no.
Come on.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah, but this is Steve. The undie picture was his after photo.
Yay!
So he sent some before. He sent some after. I'm going to take some time out to put together a little feature so people can actually see him in person.
So awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And he wants to lose another stone, which is another 16 mm-hmm. pounds. He'll be down basically 100 pounds.
Half the soon. He's going to lose a U.
He's going to lose a Fitz Kohler.
Yeah.
And gain the love of a Fitz Kohler in the process. So isn't that awesome?
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So all of you out there, if you're using my exact formula for weight loss and you've experienced fantastic success, small, big, major, send it to me. Let me know.
Yes, I want to know too, because when you use the exact formula for weight loss and utilize all of the fantastic tools that Fitz has given you, it's inspirational to all of us, to anybody who's listening or watching or reading. It's incredibly inspirational because at the time that you don't want to work out or you feel too tired or you just are in a slump of some kind and you're making excuses for yourself, then you think about all of these people that are inspiring you, and in turn, you're inspiring them. And I want to hear it because it means a lot to me, and it may help me say, you know what, I'm just going to go an extra 2 miles today because so-and-so did it, so why can't I?
Yeah, I have. I try to feature on fitness.com a lot of success stories. So we have the How I Lost It category, and we have the Racy Runner features. And every time I post them, you know, we plug them on the website, and then we'll share them to social media. Rob Stewart, in particularly, he's someone who's lost almost 40 pounds with the exact formula for weight loss.
That's
and I think
awesome.
He joined on in January. But he, every single time I post a success story, he writes, "Thank you so much. This mm-hmm. helps me so much." And I can feel it. I can feel that, you know, Rob is just a regular guy who decided, I'm going to do this thing, and he really feeds off of the success of others. So,
and I feed off of Rob's success because Rob posts weekly what his weight is.
Yeah.
And
daily workouts
his
he posts.
Workouts, yeah. Mm-hmm. And last week, I was supposed to do this really big swim, and I was excited about it, but it was daunting. It was the most that I have I've ever swum, ever. It was 5,200 meters, which
That's
is 3.5 miles. And I've done a 1 mile swim, and I've trained for an Ironman swim, so I've done 2.4 miles. But this 3.5 mile swim was
a lot.
But I was thinking in that last 1,000 meters of everybody on the Hottie Body, just how awesome they are, and how they've inspired me, and just to do it. And
yeah, it's a really wonderful group of people.
It really is.
I'm glad they helped.
Yeah.
So if you want to join, that's Hottie Body Fitness Challenge. It's a group on Facebook. We'd love to have you too, and hopefully we can have the same type of impact on you. Now I'm going to turn the conversation a little bit cranky because there's someone who's made many of us mad last week. There's a feature that's been going around. A Playboy model in Los Angeles went to LA Fitness, and the, I'm going to use the word witch, with the word witch substitute finally, she took a picture of a woman in the locker, taking a shower. She took a picture of her in the shower, or I think it was a shower photo, and said,
why bother?
You can't unsee this or something with her hand, and it was a side-by-side picture. One was of this woman naked. And then the next was of her covering her mouth as though she were going to get sick and said, you can't see this. Posted it on Instagram.
Horrible.
What a monster.
It's awful. It's awful.
Yeah. Her name is Danny something.
She is a Playboy model. And my feeling is, hey, my body is not perfect. And
no, neither's mine.
And you know what? Hers isn't either.
Right.
There's a lot of Photoshop on that. And the person that she took a picture of got out of the bed, got off the couch, and went to the gym. And no, you don't body shame. And that's the reason that our kids have this, not necessarily my kids, but...
Yeah, many kids. In general. Many people in general. Grown-ups.
Have body image problems because people like my parents and my grandmother who told me that I was fat growing up, even though I was 127 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my hips were too wide, have a complex about it.
Yeah.
And that... That's what's wrong with
that. Well, there's an infinite amount. And this poor woman who thought she was in a safe environment and she had her photo taken, even if she had Miss America's body, and naked is not okay.
Not okay.
No, that's pornography. That's, you
voyeurism.
Know, it's not okay. It's, so.
Now, weren't they talking about?
LA Fitness immediately revoked her membership, and the LAPD is investigating her on, I forget what the charge is, but it's something about sharing
private,
I don't know, naked stuff. But I want people to understand that what a weird world we'd have if everybody kind of looked like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Universe walking around with big, strange muscles and that stuff. It's nice if you feel good in your body. That's what's most important because really my body... You know, I've done a lot of work on it. I've come a long way, and I feel really good about it. But that's what's most important to me is that I feel good about my body because my body has no impact on anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could my body impact you?
Well, it inspires me because I really want your abs. But
but still, it doesn't have any influence over your day. Your day doesn't improve or get worse based on the changes in my body.
You have to be comfortable in your body and be comfortable looking at yourself naked in the mirror. And... That's your goal. That's what you want to be. You don't want to hate and dread or loathe going jean shopping or bathing suit shopping.
Yeah.
You want to feel comfortable in your skin. And you know, when my kids are little, and so I want them to remember us having fun in the pool and having fun at the beach and not mommy always saying, oh, well, I'm not going to go in the water because I don't want to take off my cover up. I want to be out there with them. You know, splashing around, and that's what's important to me to make my kids feel good about them.
Well, if you look on my little notes here, that's exactly where I was going to go. I remember sitting on the beach one day, and I grew up on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and I don't get there as much as I need to, but, you know, it's such a beautiful force of nature, and there's so much fun, and it's just such an amazing experience. The fact that somebody would skip out on that because they didn't like their thighs... Mm. Is heartbreaking.
It is.
And so we want you to feel good. I want you to exercise. I want you to live long and live well. And really, when I talk to you, that's my focus. I look at you and I think, how do I make their life better? How do I make it longer? How do I improve the quality? If you want to look a certain way in a bikini, that's fine. I can get you there. But my intentions for you are really longevity and quality of life. But it's experiential, too. I mean, you do not have to wear a certain size to go to the beach. You do not, there are no requirements. It's you and your life and your experiences, and whether you're 600 pounds or 60 pounds, you should be there. And you're a good person. If you are a good person, you deserve that. If you're a member of ISIS, stay the hell off my beach. You don't deserve something nice like that. But if you're a good person, go do good things. Treat yourself to the luxuries of swimming and dancing and playing and enjoying life. And, you know, those are the things that will make you more likely to get to the place you want to be physically anyways, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was talking to a friend of mine a month or so ago, and she was really down and upset. And she was saying that she's really upset with herself for gaining so much weight. And she has gained a lot of weight, and she's working on that. But she said that her biggest regret in life is that she didn't go to any of her daughter's basketball games because she felt that she was too large and that her daughter would be embarrassed and that people might look at her. And she missed out on her daughter's basketball career because she was so upset with herself because of her body image.
That's devastating. And all the little girl would have been thinking is, my mommy is here.
Right.
Mommy's here. Hooray. I just scored a basket and mommy's
here.
Mommy
to share. I want to share that with my mom.
Yeah. And isn't that the best part about being a parent is that you have someone who loves you unconditionally.
Yes, it is. It is, regardless of how ridiculous I am in the morning and that I wake my kids up to today's going to be a great day over tonight's going to be a good night, and dance and sing until they cover themselves.
Actually, that's one of the best things, is my kids think I have a great voice.
Really?
You know what? As they age, they may have come under the realization that my singing voice is horrible, but they actually ask me to sing to them. So.
Gabriel has just started to say, Mommy, stop singing now. I just want to hear it on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
No, now I'm going to sing louder. Hold on.
Yeah. Actually, we've worked on that. And so, you know, being able to stand in front of people and talk is a huge deal for me with my kids. I think whether they become a professional speaker like me, or they sell cars, or they're a school teacher, whatever it is, if you can stand up in front of a room and make a case for something, people automatically take you more seriously. Mm-hmm. They have greater trust in you, and it's just a great ability. So my daughter has it nailed. She's always had tremendous incredible poise. I have no idea where she is that, because that certainly doesn't come from me. I'm
Except
a little
she
bit...
she got her finger stuck in a...
the little finger trap, yeah.
The coffee or the...
She's a barrel of fun. Oh, and the letters I've been getting from summer camp have been fantastic. But I want them to... I just don't want them to fear public opinion, and I don't want them to fear that. So we've had the karaoke machine, and they would get up on the microphone and mumble. And they also were in school plays. And I said, listen, nothing is worse than attending a play where every kid gets on the microphone and goes, wah, wah, wah. They just mumble. You got to let people hear your words. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to go all out. You got to go big. If you're going to be on a stage, if you're going to be on a microphone, you need to own it. You need to step up, and you just need to just go big, right? And so one of the things we practice is I have a karaoke machine, and their poor ears, because my demonstration of karaoke is over the top, because it's not just singing with
will
my...
Will you do that for us?
Maybe. Okay. We all meet up far somewhere. The lack of shame here is incredible. But yeah, so I'll get up and I just sing, and it's not just singing, but it's dancing and the sexy shoulders and the face gesturing. Yeah, you really...
Dinner and a show.
Yeah, because because it's my voice is obviously going to be bad. So if I went up to do karaoke and I mumbled, it would just be double bad. It would be boring. And so at least I had some sort of entertainment value by shaking my thing and working the crowd, even though the crowd is just the two little people. But don't you think?
I have no singing voice. It's awful. I'm probably tone deaf. It's really not pretty. But I was 102 months pregnant with Gabriel. And we were at a birthday party, and they had karaoke there. And I took the mic and sang like a virgin.
Excellent.
It was.
Wow. Sounds hot.
It was so hot.
Anyone get that on video?
Yes.
Good.
There is a video somewhere out there.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. So, So where did we start off with that? We were talking about...
The beach. And
the beach. Now, folks, we care about you. We care about the qualities of... You know, your character and your personality, whether you're pleasant to be around, upbeat, or you make us miserable. If you're a nice person and you work hard and you take care of yourself and the things around you, you have earned your right on the beach, at the pool, at the water park, at the basketball game. Do not sit out of life because you don't like your thighs. Because I assure you, your thighs have absolutely no impact on anybody else but you. And if you go back and listen to episode one, you'll hear... You'll hear about the limitations on my life because I didn't like my body, and I just made different decisions for myself, and I was able to earn a place that I did like. But you know, don't let people like Danny, the Playboy model, rain on your parade.
Absolutely, you need to have that confidence within your heart to not worry about what anybody else says about you. It doesn't matter. It's how you feel when you look at yourself. Naked in the mirror, when you look at yourself in a photograph, okay, so you don't like what you see. Do something about it.
Yeah, you can make change.
You're the one who can do that. You have control over what goes in your mouth.
That's right.
What you put in your face. So,
and we want to help you get there. I want you to get to your goal, but you at this point, you still deserve all the luxuries of life as well.
Absolutely.
And here's another, just this is a little bit of a sidebar, but... The way you're...
Because we're not doing that at all today.
No, it's a lot of sidebars. But it's how your thighs... don't impact me at all. It's the skin thing. I've never seen skin color as relevant. You know, skin is designed to hold your stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What in God's earth does it have to do with the character of your person or your ethics or your morals or your attitude or it's all of those things that matter. And so I don't care about your thighs and I don't care about your skin color. Those things are yours to deal with. And so,
Be purple or orange.
Oh, wouldn't it be better if people were purple?
I think it would.
I would like that. Yeah, sign up for that. So, but I'm going to make a smooth transition because this wasn't designed. Skin color. So I am so Irish. I'm so very Irish. When you want the white butt thing, I had the white paper white baby butt.
I'm blue. I'm so
pale. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. She's got the blue thing. So, mm-hmm. I grew up in the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and we were always tanning and using baby oil and all of these things that now I look back on with horror and dread and regret. But my dad died of melanoma about 5 years ago, and a couple years before that, my mother's mother died of melanoma. And so I really take the sun very seriously. I worship the sun. I love the heat. I love everything the sun provides us, except for the scary things like melanoma, and then the annoying things like freckles and sunspots and wrinkles and moles.
Freckles are annoying.
What?
Really? Thanks, Fitz.
However, I still like a little golden glow. And so I spray tan.
Do you?
I do. And I love the spray tan. And so give that a go. If you're someone who is a sunbather or someone who uses the tanning beds, folks, both are dangerous. And we don't talk about that enough. We talk about all these other healthy behaviors, you know, eating organic food or just produce and exercising and rest. But really, you got to take care of your skin, and that goes beyond moisturizer. Sunblock, sunblock, sunblock. My goal for the rest of my life is to never have any color on my skin generated by the sunshine. And I certainly won't go in a tanning bed. However, I've been doing the sunless tanning for, I don't know, since I was in high school maybe, and it's really come a long way. And so
they can give you like a six pack now with the.
Well, I don't do that
because you already have one.
Mine are mine, but they used to smell bad. They used to be orange, and now the colors are beautiful. I mean, look at my color now.
And that's not from the sun at all.
No, I do it on a regular basis. You could buy the lotions and put them on with. Your hands, and good for you. That's nice, but it's hard to reach your back. So I actually go in the booth. I go in this Mystic or Versatan, where you basically stand there, and then you turn four different directions, and the machine just sprays you up and down. And then I get out, and I dry off with a towel, put my clothes on, and go do my day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a 5-minute process, and it leaves me with an absolutely beautiful tan. I feel really good about. And it's something that is at least nationwide. I know they have it in other countries too, but I do it at home. And if you see pictures of me or pictures of me on TV or video of me on TV, I'm likely spray tan because I'm so pale. I'm so very pale. But the other thing I do sometimes is airbrush tanning. And it's the same concept. I certainly don't have any features carved in. But
are you sure? Let me see.
Come on, look around. Ginger,
a shadow there. That's
not a shadow. Mm. What do you think?
No, that's real.
Sorry. That's real. Yeah. I lifted up my shirt and showed her my abs. So,
ladies and gentlemen, those are definitely real.
Aw, thank you. So, anyways, I get in the spray tan thing, and there's a lady. It's always a lady because not a guy. That would be weird. But you have to undress, and you can go all the way naked, or you can wear the little paper undies they give you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a black thong that I bring in. This is probably far too much information, but I don't worry about the spray getting on it, and I'm not fully naked.
Okay.
But I'm almost naked. But again, I just feel like whatever, it's almost like going to the doctor's office. They've seen the body. They see all bodies all day.
They don't care.
So there's a little lesson on go get that done, and it actually smells good, and they have scents they could put in it, so you come out smelling like a coconut or a raspberry or whatever you want. But I go to the same place, and it's a wonderful place owned by two smart women in town, and they always have a staff of great girls. And so I really don't worry about them looking at me. I mean, again, it's always kind of awkward because I'm mostly naked. And then they do things. They'll say, bend your knees so they can get the cracks where your knee wrinkles. Mm-hmm. But then you have to do a little squat so they get the line underneath your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a few moments where you feel like,
oh. Now, do they airbrush that?
Airbrush. Yeah. Hmm. They airbrush all your parts evenly. And it's wonderful. But yesterday, I go in to the tanning place, and there's two girls, Ellie and I think it's Andrea. Maybe it's Taylor. It's Taylor. Young. Very nice. And so Taylor had given, last time I went in there, she was eating a cookie, and I show up, and that's, people dread eating cookies around me, which is so funny. She goes, oh no, I'm eating a cookie. You must be mad. I said, I'm only mad because you're not sharing a cookie with me. She goes, really? You want one? I said, yeah. So she goes back. They're homemade. One of the girls made them. It was delicious. It's a little cookie, but chocolate chip. It's a winner every time. So I get the cookie and I leave. So yesterday I go in to do the spray, and she goes, damn it, you're skinnier now, which is untrue. I go, what do you mean? She goes, you ate a cookie and you're skinnier. I go, no, I'm not skinnier. And so we have this talk, and she starts confessing. She goes, you know, I spray a lot of people. I don't ever look at anybody's bodies. She said, once there was a pregnant woman that I thought was interesting, and once there was a 90-year-old woman who came in to spray. And I thought that was interesting. She goes, but I really am just looking at the part I'm spraying to make sure it's even and brown. She goes, but I was talking about you today, and I was, you've got the greatest ears.
What?
What?
Wait, she,
what? I know.
That's adorable.
She's self-conscious about her ears. She thinks she has big ears that stick out. I've never seen it. Her ears are totally normal, fine to me. She's a beautiful girl. But the weirdest thing ever. And so I'm often naked thinking about, you know, my lady parts, my boobs,
let me see your ears.
Whatever.
Hold on. I gotta check out your ears. Well, they are very pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, but they're, I mean,
she's checking out my ears while I'm almost completely naked, and she's like, "Fitz has got great ears. They're
small,
and they sit back."
Now you're gonna be self-conscious over your ears. You're gonna be self-conscious all the time.
I'm not gonna be self-conscious. Like, I am going to strut.
Check
my
out my ears. Strut your ears.
Strutting. Hey everybody, I can't hear you. I'm gonna start leaning in.
Yeah, like, hey, that. Let me get a little closer. Do you see it? Do you like it? Do you like? Yeah, I'm listening now.
Oh, it's so weird. And you've also have fantastic ears. They're dynamite. But
thanks.
You know,
it's ear envy. Is that a thing? It's a thing now.
Apparently.
It's totally a thing.
Apparently it's a thing. Apparently my ears are something special.
I was not really thinking you, she was gonna say, gosh, you have a nice butt or nice.
No. Nothing. Yeah. Nope. This is a woman who has sprayed the little lines under my cheeks.
And not
likes
those,
my ears.
Not the top cheeks.
Oh my gosh, it is
that's
so
adorable.
Funny. So but back going back to the body image thing is, who knows what people think and who cares what people think about us? Just go live your life, and there's always something to love. And so maybe you don't love your thighs today, but boy, you may have fancy long fingers or great nails or great eyebrows or ears.
I don't know, it's not none of those things for me. I don't know.
What do you like about you?
My personality, I think, yeah.
You have an amazing personality.
But I have body image issues just because of my family growing up, and I have, I feel like I have fat people knees, and I always have. And so, for me, it's my knees. You know, she
your
thinks
knees.
You have great ears. Yeah, but I check out people's knees because I'm like, I want their knees. I don't want fat people knees. And, but I just, there's a lot of extra around my knees, and it's probably because I was, competitive swimmer and had all of this muscle, and then wasn't swimming so much, and then where that awesome, amazing muscle was is now a little looser. So
question, if somebody walking down the road told you that they just couldn't stand their elbows, would you think that was a little bit crazy?
Yeah, I would. But that,
right,
yeah,
just
yeah.
checking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, I guess
lots
I
of beautiful parts. She's got amazing chestnut eyes.
Chest.
Luscious lips. a lovely nose. You have a great figure, too.
Well,
you have
thanks.
A fantastic figure. Very curvy, very athletic.
It's curvy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you should feel very good about yourself. It's interesting. I wonder how many people I could bring into the chair next to me and they would tell me that they hated their armpits.
You know
or
what? We should put
toes.
That on the Hottie Body page and see what their least favorite part of their body
you know,
is.
Only if they also tell me what their most favorite
yeah.
is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
High, low.
Yeah, high and low, but I really want to hear the highs. But for weirdness, there's something weird. This beautiful woman who is obsessed with her ears. She actually had her hair covering her ears. And that's a focus for her every day. She's trying to cover her ears.
Last week, one of the girls I work with, her niece was having surgery to have her ears pinned back. Because her mother had said that she thought that her daughter's ears flapped forward. And they did a little. And so she was having surgery to have her ears pinned back.
Hmm.
And
well, the value of her as a person won't change a dang bit. But I actually like the fact that a talented, intelligent plastic surgeon can finally tune someone and make them happy. Do you think after her ears were pinned back, she was delighted with her everything?
I would hope so. I would hope that she would be.
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. We've gone through a lot of things today.
Some funny stuff. Some good stuff.
Yeah. I think my favorite is Stee. Stay.
Stay. Sta. Stee.
Possibly Saint. I'm not sure. S-T-E.
It could be sweet. I mean, that's the... Stee. I'm going to go with Stee. I think it's Stee.
Mm-hmm. We're going to call him that. And if it's wrong, maybe he'll take it on as a cutesy little nickname we have for him. Endearing.
Endearing. Absolutely.
Stee.
I'm very impressed by Stee. That's amazing.
5 stone. That's 80 pounds, folks. If, you know what? It's better or worse. Because if you lived in England, you might be able to say, I weigh 6 stone. This sounds fantastic, right?
It does.
I only weigh 6 as opposed to 100 and whatever.
It's like kilograms. When they scale a switch to kilograms and you're...
How many kilos is 100? I don't even know.
It's a weird number. It's like 77.
So you're less.
Yes.
You're less. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody should start doing when they say, how much do you weigh? You should just give them the kilo number. Or stone. Really confusing. Stone.
I think, we should definitely divide by 5 and 6 and go with stone.
Stone, yeah. I used to live in England. I don't know if I ever got on a scale in England.
Like, weigh apples next time by I go how back. Many stone? Is that, like...
I guess. I don't know. Now we have some homework to do.
We do. Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. So, folks, this has been a pleasure. And if you don't like me going off of a very strict topic, sorry.
Gotta have some fun every once in a while.
Yeah, there's just stuff to talk about. Sometimes I think, wouldn't this be nice to have just a daily talk show? Because then I could be a lot more fluid with what's going on every day.
And we can just chat.
Fitness-themed, healthy-themed. But today, this was what was on my mind, and poor Melissa got dragged into it.
I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. I do have one more thing, though, and I'm going to put it out there for the whole world to hear. Like a lot of people out there, even though I'm quote-unquote an endurance athlete, that's what I do
triathlon. Yes, you are an endurance athlete, absolutely.
So I don't – triathlete. Somebody said that the other day, and I'm
runner
kind of feeling
and
like,
triathlete.
I have – those extra pounds that just won't go. And I'm working really hard at it. I'm using the exact formula for weight loss.
Good.
I'm working out a lot, training for events because I've got a few more coming up this year. And this year my goal was to compete and not just complete. Before last year it was, I just don't want to die.
Right. And you almost did die a few times. You got lost, you fell down.
Yeah. I mean, that's all normal for me. I'm kind of a klutz.
Completion is really quite the triumph, but go on.
Being able to find the finish line is kind of important. I want to be a competitor this year, so training really hard. And in the midst of that, and hurting myself and having to deal with illness over the winter, I put on weight that I really didn't need to have put on. So now it's time to take it off. So I'm going to put it out there that I'm going to lose these last, it's 20 pounds. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to give you guys updates, on how I'm doing and what I'm eating and any fantastic recipes that maybe I ate that week or, and what the scale says and what I'm doing to fix my scale problem.
So you'll share that on the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge.
Absolutely.
And then you'll share it here when I bring you back.
Whenever you want me to come back.
20 pounds. It's now July 22nd, 2016. Melissa DeStefano has committed to 20 pounds. Or should I say 1 1/4 stone?
that sounds so doable.
Yeah, it's so easier. 1 1/3 stone. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been awesome, folks. I hope you come and interact with me on a regular basis. I'm at Fitness on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Pinterest. I have fitsness.com. Please come and engage on fitsness.com. I have tons of recipes, training videos, solutions for you when you're looking to get fitter, as well as I have one of the largest children's running programs in the nation. It's a school-based program called The Morning Mile. And so far, my children in almost 200 schools around the U.S., Canada, Japan have completed more than 2 million miles. So if you would like to change the face of the next generation, please visit morningmile.com. I can definitely get the children at your favorite school moving in the morning. And if you're a business owner or somewhere fancy within a business or just a generous individual who'd like to do something good in this world, you can show up as a sponsor too. So I appreciate you tuning in today. You with your sexy ears and your beautiful skin and my poor hamster, I'll do better. I'm going to do much better with her this week. For Melissa and I, it's now time for you to get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.